Hello and welcome to this episode. Today I want to start talking about how do you know your mother is a narcissist. So I first came across the word narcissist related more to romantic partners, and I had no idea it could apply to parents, siblings and so on. But a lot of the characteristics were describing very accurately the environment I grew up in, especially when it came down to my mother. Before we go into this, it is important to understand that there are many different types of narcissists. It manifests in different ways, even within the mother. None of these is black and white at all, and there are plenty shades of grey. Here are just some of the most common tell signs I put together, combining years of my own experience and a lot of research. So buckle up. Number one. A narcissistic mother is self-absorbed, meaning her mental and emotional state will tend to dominate the entire room. And if it doesn't, she will increase the intensity until she gets what she wants. For example, if she had a headache, she wouldn't simply leave the space or take something for it. She would lie in a common room somewhere, maybe in total darkness, and complaining at every little bit of noise, having everyone tiptoe around their familiar. Number two, she has a lack of empathy, which goes right against the nurturing maternal instinct. She will put herself before the needs of her child because she's not tuned into them at all. And even when she's apparently caring, she's ultimately doing it to satisfy her emotional needs, not the ones of the child. Three, you are never good enough for her. There's no clear bar to what gets you her approval, because when you hit the target, she raises it. It's part of the control game. She has to be superior to you in order to control you. As a child, this is incredibly confusing and unsafe. Also, another way this can manifest, if you have siblings, she will speak comparisons between you and them, and obviously with the purpose of making you feel worse. Number four, she has no respect for boundaries. Narcissistic mothers have a strong need to control their children, and that can manifest in many different ways, but boundaries is one way. Like, she will go right through any boundaries you might try to set, and she will train you from, she has trained you from a very young age, from when you were a child, that boundary setting was bad. And a very simple example of how this could look like, she could come into your room or your home if you're living by yourself and tidy your stuff, even going as far as throwing something away just because she thinks it's not needed, and it wouldn't occur to her to ask you first. Even if you tell her to stop, she will likely continue and respond that she's only doing it for you. Number five, gaslighting. This is a word to define a kind of manipulation that leaves you feeling like the crazy one. It happens when your mother twists the facts, even to the point of lying outright, so that at the end of the conversation, you're the one with some kind of problem and she's in the clear. Maybe this could even position her as the only one that can help you, your go-to person for anything. Again, the control. Number six, she competes with her daughter. And again, this can manifest in many different ways and usually comes as a series of put-downs of anything your mother thinks you're doing better than her, or simply whatever you're doing different, because that too could make her look bad. Another way is to take credit for your successes. For example, if someone comments that you look good today, a typical response if she was present for her would be to say, oh, it's all down to me being so beautiful. She couldn't be any other way. Number seven, public opinion matters the most. No matter how badly she treats you behind closed doors, she might be honest with you in public if that makes her look good as a mother. Or this could go the other way and she could ridicule you in front of others if that's what she thinks will make her look good in that moment. I have personally experienced both in extreme ways. Number 8, martyr syndrome. Has she ever told you that all she has done has been for you? Yeah, right. But that is the point she pushes nonetheless. Even if what she has done has made you suffer greatly, that doesn't matter. She's done it for you. I can definitely speak from experience here. This can go hand in hand with keeping track of all that she has done for you. She will remember every single little thing. Because to a narcissistic mother, having children is a big sacrifice. And she will remind you often of that fact. This gives her plenty of ammunition to guilt trip you and make you feel like you are in constant debt with her. Number 9, withholding affection, all the way to complete neglect. This has been one of my mother all-time favorites, threatening to leave and or giving me the silence treatment. Another game of control and superiority, making you feel so bad about yourself that you end up constantly chasing for affection. She might do it more subtly, having you be the one always ringing her and messaging her while she tells you that that's your duty because you are her daughter and she has done so much for you. Are you familiar with that? Number 10, the use of verbal abuse, outbursts of rage, all the way to physical abuse in many cases. This speaks for itself, really. And it will help you always walk in on eggshells around your mother, afraid of saying something that could trigger her reaction. And in this, another element of control is that there's no clarity as to what the triggers can be. Someday, one thing is okay to do or to say, and others, that same thing is going to get her mad. And you have no way to know. So all of these behaviors have gone on since the very, very beginning, since you were a child. And it doesn't really change as you grow up. She will still use the flavor, maybe changes, of course. You're grown up now. She has to use it in a different way. But it still continues. It still goes on all the way. So let's go through the list again for a moment, because understanding this is very important. Personally, it's only when I realized that my mom had a very strong narcissistic behavior that I could truly see reality for what it was and that my healing really, really started. So, a narcissistic mother is self-absorbed. She lacks empathy. She makes you feel like you're never good enough. She has no respect for boundaries. She uses gaslighting, manipulation. She is in competition with you. She is overly caring about public opinion. She feels like a martyr all the time. She withholds affection, or she can withhold affection, and she uses verbal and even physical abuse in cases. So if you have experienced any or many of these growing up with your mother, it's needless to say that it has for sure left a mark. And that is not to play the victim here, is not to blame, but is to understand. It's really, really important to understand where some of the beliefs, or most sometimes of the beliefs that you're carrying within you, are coming from. You might feel unworthy of love or happiness. Maybe you feel constantly judged by the world around you. You might feel scared of putting yourself out there, and this might have affected strongly your capacity to work or to pursue your passions up until now. You might find yourself in toxic relationships continuously. You might feel like your life does not belong to you, leaving you battling with a constant sense of loneliness, anxiety, and or hopelessness. If any of this resonates with you, chances are many of the beliefs causing you to feel this way today are the result of having been brought up by a narcissistic mother. the more I learned about it, and the more I also explored my inner world, done my inner work, the more I realized that all the ways I felt awful about myself were not me. They weren't coming from me, not at all. How I felt was the direct result of how I was brought up, the beliefs that were instilled in me since I was a child, and in specific, the result of my mother's behavior towards me. And the way my life was going, which was not so good, was a direct result of that too. So again, if this resonates with you, I truly want you to know that you're not alone in this. In fact, I can't claim to know statistics for sure, but in my own experience working with women for about 15 years, nearly all the women I worked with so far, and many I have met actually just outside my work, have experienced a mother with at least some narcissistic traits. And we can go into the why that is another time. Of course, our mothers have suffered at some point in their life, in their childhood. No one is born a narcissist. In my case, it's a long line of them, from mother to daughter, from mother to daughter, and I can go all the way back to my great-great-great-granny. But this podcast is not about your mother. We're not here to try and help her, heal her, do anything about her. This is about you. This place is for you because you deserve that. In this podcast, we're going to explore how having a narcissistic mother has affected your life until now and how to break the cycle of pain once and for all, giving you tools to regain complete control over your life. So with that said, don't forget to check the link in the description for a free self-love practice that is available on my website, which can get you started on your journey. Because every woman deserves a fulfilling life where she feels safe, loved, and alive. And I'm going to leave you with that. Send you lots of love. Bye for now.